Good evening. This is Shivprasad Bhattacharya with regional news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit. Mr. Modi highlighted that the increasing participation of youth is leading to new revolutions in various sectors, be it the space or AI.
AI के एक बड़े सम्मेलन में हिस्सा लेने के लिए पेरिस गया था। वहां दुनिया ने इस सेक्टर में भारत की प्रगति की खूब सराहना की। अब जैसे तेलंगाना में आदिलाबाद के सरकारी स्कूल के एक टीचर थोड़ा सम कैलाश जी हैं। डिजिटल गीत संगीत में उनकी दिलचस्पी हमारी कई ट्राइबल लैंग्वेज को बचाने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण काम कर रही है। उन्होंने एआई टूल्स की मदद से कोलामी भाषा में गाना कंपोज कर कमाल कर दिया है।
He expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month. Prime Minister also noted with satisfaction that the participation of women is constantly on the rise among the team of space scientists. He urged listeners to observe one day as a scientist and visit a research lab, planetarium or a space center. Prime Minister announced that on Women's Day, he will hand over his social media accounts for a day to some select inspiring women of the country from different fields. Prime Minister stressed that in order to become a fit and healthy nation, the problem of obesity has to be dealt with. Mr. Modi said he will challenge 10 people to reduce oil in their food by 10% and urge them to pass on the same challenge to 10 other people. In his concluding address, the Prime Minister wished exam warriors the best for their board exams. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Power and Hydropower, Chonaman, convened a crucial meeting with the small hydropower project developers of the state to review the status of various small hydropower projects at his secretariat office on Saturday. Main, in a speech, said that the state government is keen on developing small hydropower projects aligning with the goals of Atmanirbhar Arunachal and India's net zero goals as envisaged by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He assured to provide full support to developers to help overcome challenges and solve local issues. During the meeting, Commissioner Hydropower Sonam Chombe informed that cumulative allocated capacity in 35 alive small hydropower projects is 570.75 megawatt, which will bring in a total estimated investment of rupees 7,000 crore in the state and generate employment for 7,500 local youths. On the occasion, the deputy CM feted two power developers for timely commissioning of their projects. Education Minister P.T. Sona has expressed the support of the state government for the infrastructural augmentation and optimum human resource development of the Lone State University, Arunachal Pradesh University. The minister said this while inaugurating the second edition of the three-day Arunachal Pradesh University Festival 2025 at Pasighat yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Sona said, quote, "Education is the most powerful tool to shape society, country and the world." Unquote. He informed that the state's government is rolling out a master plan for transforming the education sector in a time-bound manner with special focus on elementary education. Grooming the future generations for excellence in higher education is possible only by imparting robust and holistic and value-based education at elementary level, he added. An awareness session on POKSO Act, Cyber Safety and Security and Self-Defense was conducted at PM3 School, JNB Tawang today. The sessions conducted by Officer in Charge Tawang PS N. Angu along with her dedicated team were aimed to equip students with essential knowledge and practical skills for their safety and well-being. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Pakistan won the toss and elected to bat first against India in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium today. Batting first, Pakistan set a target of 242 runs. At the time of filing this report, India were 64 for the loss of 1 wicket in 10 overs. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.